Let's begin with the check-in. Just how are you doing?
I'm okay. I felt a little nervous, but actually I'm feeling quite relaxed now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we begin the process with identifying, you've already said it, but just for the sake of beginning, the actions that would be taken with one choice and then another choice.
Yeah. So I got a call about work last Friday, and I said yes, but the next step would be they'll talk to lots of other people, and then they will come back and, you know, maybe there's an 80% chance they'll offer me one of the contracts. And I have to say yes or no. And if I say yes, I get paid really well for maybe 6 weeks, which would take away some of my financial worries. And it's a very challenging environment, and there's lots of worries and concerns about that type of work. Or I say no, and I have continued financial uncertainty. Really, really living on the edge, and kind of have this open space in my life to continue to develop stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
So to sort of summarize and concise, the actual movement would mm-hmm. be accepting the job if it's offered,
mm-hmm.
and the other option is just continuing what you're already doing now in the work that you're doing and whatever is associated with that financially.
Yes. Yeah, and there isn't enough money really to pay for the things coming up in the second half of this year, and I can't really, at the rate I've been going, I can't really see a way of getting enough.
Okay. And that's part of the information in your observation.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least the projected future.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's begin with, you can choose which one to begin with.
Okay. The job is quite strong in my mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
That seems to have more energy. Sometimes we start with the one that has a little bit more charge.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think about this job, I'll ask you to connect to the needs that would be met, the values, and then notice anything that arises, fears, concerns, etc., as you attempt to connect to the values and needs.
Like straight away, there's a feeling of excitement, really. Yeah. This excitement. Yeah. Like maybe I can do this job differently now that I'm even more deeply in my MVC and like, you know, sort of like, this, you know, the last time I worked for this company, I was really hard on the person working for me, and I couldn't manage my stress, but maybe now, and then there's like, oh, actually, what if I still can't manage my stress? What a hypocrite. So it's like there's this excitement, and then there's worry.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this, what I'm hearing is two things come up. First, excitement, and I'm guessing that part of that might be inspiration. Where I've developed an integrated NVC, I can bring where I am into this job to meet the challenges that I met before with this company. This excitement comes in. And also, almost immediately, there's worry. You're worried, a sense of, you don't know, you're not confident that you'll be able to bring what you want to, the quality of your skill, consciousness, etc. Okay.
There's even despair. Actually.
Even despair. Mm. Okay.
And the story with the despair is, oh, that's right, NVC doesn't work there.
Yeah, okay. So just listen to that part of you. We'll bring that part of you forward.
Mm.
So some life, this feeling of despair and the thinking, the narrative behind this is, oh yeah, NBC doesn't work there. Let yourself just meet and welcome this life part of you.
Sad.
Sad. you share with me what's there in your sadness?
I feel so weak.
Weak?
I think I must look like a joke. It's just so easy to poke me, but just the sadness is there's a longing. Can't we just all work nicely together? Why is there so much bullying? And it's just like I feel weak, like I failed.
The sadness. In the sadness, there's two things I'm hearing. Such a deep longing for being in an environment, a work environment, where people care for one another, value one another, and it's so sweet for you. In the same sense, I'm guessing, when you imagine encountering this, that you feel weak. You feel is that sense of not having the confidence to be able to meet this.
Yeah, I can't. I just can't create it. I go in there and all of the old patterns come back.
Yeah.
What a hypocrite, you know. And, oh, she says she does NBC.
Yeah.
God, what a hypocrite.
Yeah. So hear the inner voices saying, judging yourself as a hypocrite. She does NBC, and when she finds herself in this situation, she loses contact with something, with her skill, with her ability to meet others in this way. And you so want to be able to have a sense of, I'm guessing, your own presence.
To trust myself and trust life.
Yeah.
To show up inside me in that situation.
Yeah. So much want the trust. The sense of trust in yourself. The feeling and knowing that you will show up. You will be there. To meet life situations.
Yeah, but in this wise way, that there is strength, and that I won't be targeted for being a bit different, and even more viciously put down. That's my fear. I don't think that really happened in this company, but that's my fear.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a part of you that's fearful that it sounds like creates images or imagination about being put down.
Yeah. It's like a paranoid, calling it a paranoid part, that it imagines the worst case scenario, which very often doesn't happen.
Okay. And yet naming it is important. There's this part of you that imagines something, that worst case scenario, that you'll be treated in a way without consideration. And you're scared of that. This part of you is scared.
Yeah.
There's part of you that sensing wants to, the confidence in yourself, in your own strength.
Yeah. As the little voice is kind of saying, you can't protect yourself, you can't protect yourself, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
You're vulnerable.
Yeah.
And they're always sharper and quicker, these savvy media people, and you know, you're a joke. And, you know, it's just so easy to poke you.
Yeah. So this voice is coming out as a feeling, and it's inside of you. You can't protect yourself.
Yeah.
And in that, there's fear and lack of confidence. This is a little voice in you. This has energy. It's a part of you.
Yeah. You'll never be strong enough.
You'll never be strong enough.
No.
Okay.
They always win.
Yeah. So even as you say that out loud, just notice what comes up. What comes up in you?
It's like there's still quite a calm energy. There's like a lively energy here. It's a vibration and a high-pitched feeling, and it's okay. It's not an unpleasant feeling.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So something alive. Some energy intensity is coming up.
There's something like, it's like pressing on it, like a impinging on it. It feels like it's coming from this energy, like it's sort of, it's slightly painful and leaning into it, yeah.
Okay. I'm sensing that this energy, this kind of impinging on within you, is part of, behind this part, this self, this voice that's afraid that she can't meet whatever circumstance will be there. That she's too weak. It's all part of it.
Yeah. And also, I think there's a real belief that the individual, doesn't matter how strong the individual is, if you're in a really toxic environment, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
That's a really strong belief.
Yeah. And in that belief, do you feel powerless?
Yeah.
Yes. And this belief is an image, a story that in this environment, there's more people, there's a structure, and that you as an individual don't have the power.
Yeah, if there's a whole bunch of them coming at me.
Yeah, yeah. So again, just to observe, this, I'm hearing this is an imagination.
Yeah.
Just notice you're imagining this.
Yeah.
Yeah. An imagination, I'm guessing, coming from your fear.
Yeah, there are memories, but what's interesting is this actual environment, there's a lot of love and kindness in this, and it's the only reason I consider it, because the executive producer is kind.
Okay.
And so it's still so strong, you know, and there's a judgment in myself now, so yeah, like, you're bringing this in. You're the problem. You're bringing all of this in. It isn't even there.
Yeah.
Like, they're already kind of NPC-ish. What's your problem?
Yeah. So there's an observation, and then there's a judgment. The observation is, someone, the executive, is very loving and kind. There is kindness in this environment.
Mm.
So you recognize that, and then this other judge judges you even harsher.
Mm.
What's wrong with you?
Mm.
You're bringing it in. It's your fault.
Mm.
And this part of you seems to have a lot of energy, a lot of fear, a lot of worry.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, just to observe that she's looking out into the environment, into the others, and the imagined context of what will happen.
It's like...
Yeah.
Yeah. This, when you said looking out, I'm in the crew car, and I'm looking at my assistant, and...
Yeah.
They're junior and usually 20 years younger, and they scare me, and I'm frightened that the people I'm going to be filming won't like me.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you said looking out, I just was looking out.
Yeah.
What is it that's scaring me? Yeah.
So I have a sense of let's use this image of, there's this part of you is, it's a part of you, it's not all of you. And I have a sense that it's a young part, perhaps a little frightened little girl part.
Mm-hmm.
And that... she's kind of facing outward, but it's still this little girl part of you. And maybe you're behind her, the adult you, kind of pushing her out in front. Maybe not on purpose, but that's just the way it is. Okay. Let's say, can you hold her as if it's you and her, not her and the world?
Mm-hmm.
And she's scared. She's expressing herself to you.
Mm-hmm.
You have a sense of asking her internally, whether you want to say that loud or not, what does she want from you? What is she longing for?
So you know, there's something quite ferocious that's trying to take over the me that's standing behind her.
Yeah.
And so I'm struggling to trust that me.
Yeah.
But I'm going with it. I'm going to trust it.
Yeah.
But there's this force that's vicious.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to just stay with.
Okay. So
the trustworthy me.
Yeah. So it's naming.
Yeah.
That
I'm just naming it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's there. Okay. So. Yeah. So what is she really longing for? So. It's sort of, it's not so much protection, but a sense of like balm, like soothing. Here, not this rawness, yeah. Not to have this, it feels so exposed,
yeah.
And like the skin's been peeled off. There's like a longing for, oh, just another layer of skin or something. Just, oh,
mm-hmm.
Just safety,
yeah.
Safety.
She's feeling very fragile within you. It's an energy that you hold. It's very fragile and
mm-hmm.
easily gives rise to these fears.
It's very raw.
It's very raw, yeah. And there's a sense, I'm going to use these words as if they're coming from the part of you that can simply be with her. Hold her.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a message, and see how it resonates, right? You say to her, I'm with you, I see you. I'm here with you. You don't have to go through this alone.
I'm with you, I see you. You don't have to go through this alone. I have a clearer sense of the trustworthy part of me now.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. You see and sense that she feels fragile and raw.
Mm.
And just being with her can be a little bit of a balm,
mm.
soothing.
Yeah.
The message is it's okay if you're raw, fragile, that's all right.
Yeah.
I see you and I accept you, however you are.
I see you and I accept you, however you are. Aware that little part is finding it hard to trust that this
yeah.
other part will stick around when the going gets tough.
Okay.
There really is, oh really? I mean, there's a kind of a belief that it never works out.
Okay. So that's the voice of the scared part.
Yeah.
You listen to the voice.
Yeah. So really, could it be different? I mean,
yeah.
this end differently?
Yeah.
Could the story be a different story?
Yeah. And so I'm listening to this, and I would say,
mm-hmm.
so this is new to you, and you're not sure, not trusting that it can actually be, that you can be, feel a little safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's, you're feeling a little uncertain right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's like, actually, there's a part of me already imagining myself back in the job
yeah.
and going, wow, this feels quite different if it could be like this. It's
yeah.
like,
yeah.
hmm.
Yeah.
There is still a little bit, you know, once you get through, no, I'm willing to try it. Kind of that
yeah.
energy is coming.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
There's a very this sensitivity to this part of you, that you hear her, you allow her, that she is allowed to be within you.
Mm. And then immediately it's like they won't allow her.
Yeah, okay. And there's immediately, notice how it goes upward, but
yeah.
they won't allow her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll sniff her out. Yeah.
And hearing that voice, is there fear in that?
Yeah, I think there's fear
yeah.
that the adult part isn't strong enough to
okay.
stay.
Yeah. And so there's a sense for a wanting of an inner strength.
Mm. What if I just get confused and I lose that part? Mm. I don't know what's happening, and then I'm triggered and raw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is so sensitive in you. So tentative right now. Yeah.
Mm.
You're wanting a sense of growing trust and more ease, but that's not present now.
Mm-mm. There's a sense that I might need more support than just the inner part of me.
Okay. Yeah. So there is again in that is there a recognition that this inner part is here, but not as much as I would like.
That's helped so much just to be honest about that.
Yeah. So that's there. Yeah. That's the honesty.
Yeah.
Maybe there's another resource, because your inner part is your inner resource. And the inner resource also looks outside. There's a possibility for support from someone else.
Mm-hmm.
That is kind of an inner resource, is that you're extending outward.
Yeah.
The capacity to ask for support.
Yeah, so it does feel like that is still from me, even though
because it's the inner part of you that's asking for support,
mm-hmm.
to help support her in building the capacity to be, just to be more present.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this is something that you're wanting, longing for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm wondering if in just sinking into this, do you feel any bit of letting go or relaxation?
That's pins and needles and quite a warm feeling, pins and needles through my legs. And a little bit of a feeling of joy.
Mm.
It's still moving. Quite a nice shifting feeling.
Mm.
Love.
Yeah.
Tingles.
And then there is the possible situation, and just staying with where you are right now, there's a sense of maybe an internal sort of feeling with yourself, an internal presence with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing this into the job situation,
mm-hmm.
and the values, the excitement. Can you just bring that value and need into your awareness and just notice what comes into your experience?
So you mean if I bring the value and the excitement that came up around the first?
Yeah.
And then think about the second possibility?
No, not yet.
No.
Not yet. Just the first
Just
one.
The first one. Okay. Value and excitement. Yeah. I feel more centered, actually.
More centered. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you feel that somewhere in the body? Energy?
I feel more like my feet. They're on the ground.
Okay.
There's a feeling of groundedness in my feet. And in my body, just I'm conscious of being in my center. In here.
Is there an emotional quality to that?
It's kind of calm, and it's less excitable.
Okay.
So it's sort of it's quite a calm, earthy kind of feeling.
So just to connect with the value and need or in this choice, what is something around the excitement, and you also named before around perhaps the security that would come with the financial aspect of it. And that's also an important need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just bring that into your awareness and notice what you feel when you connect with that.
Happy.
Happy, yeah.
Just a tingly, tingly relief, like. Yeah.
Okay. Just, and then just take a little bit more time and space. Is there anything else that would be alive, that would support you or of value in this choice?
Yeah, there's one other thing, and the subject matter is in alignment with my values. So
yeah.
It is formatted television, but inside it, that the scenarios I think are good ones to bring into the public awareness.
So it's something that you care about in the world, what you value, the subject matter is, this is an important part of this for you.
And
I imagine that would contribute to your joy or the aliveness that you would feel in doing this project.
Yeah.
So just naming it and let yourself feel the energies in this.
There's also this sense of adventure that I always feel before I take on a project, because you're filming, you never know where the story is going to be, where it's going to go, and so there's something about that I've missed in the work that I've been doing. There's something, and it's when I often feel most connected to life, actually. It is, ooh, where are we going now? And trusting.
Yeah.
It's adventure.
Qualities, a sense of adventure, the excitement, the not knowing where things are going to go, and all of those qualities, as you connect to them, seem to feel, enhance your aliveness that you feel around this. Okay. So you can just be with the totality of, as much as you can, all the different values and the energies that you're sensing would be there with this choice. Sort of anchored in some way within you, whatever you can do to...
Just sort of imagining some colours and my feet on the ground.
And then let that be there, and then shift your focus into the other option, other potential choice.
Mm-hmm.
And just identify what value or needs are there in this choice, and anything that comes up when you think about this.
It's the sort of my need for safety's met. And I'm telling myself, I spend a lot of time hiding. The reason I don't make a lot of money is because I avoid. I've got the freedom to avoid taking jobs where I have to deal with difficult people. So there's actually this low energy not bringing everything I have actually into the world, and kind of sitting on the energy a bit, and not being pulled out into the world. And so something, while it meets my need for safety and flexibility, I can go and do different things, there's a sense of wasting time or energy as well.
So just...
It feels really clear, though, I have to say. It's on this side of my body, and it feels very... I'm not feeling that negative energy. I'm only feeling this nice, very even clarity.
Okay. So even though you recognize and name these other elements of there's safety and flexibility, and on the other hand, something in this is about hiding, where you're holding back, or not expressing something around yourself, or some energies. Even though you say that, you're feeling clear.
There's this clarity, and I think it's things like it is good to get a proper night's sleep. That goes in this type of job. Yeah. It is good to have a day off a week. So there's some kind of holding of actually the really good stuff, and actually the difficult stuff is still my choice. I don't have to work. If I work for myself, I don't have to work that way where I avoid. I could also put some strategies in place where I'm much more engaged, and so it's somehow it's not really the problem of this way of living. It just feels nice. It feels very nice.
You've had a sense of freedom. You have the freedom to choose however you do it, whatever you do. There's a sense of confidence in yourself in this.
And it's a sense of freedom, but there's also a sense of like healthiness and balance and support for my nervous system, almost like not to put too much pressure on my nervous system.
So there's a kind of supporting your physical and emotional well-being. You get enough rest. You can not challenge your system, your body, etc. So that there's more support, more ease, more rest, all of that. Okay. Do you have a kind of a sense of the wholeness of all the different dimensions of this choice and the aliveness or what would be served?
I think there's something. I don't trust myself to create the sort of structure at the moment that I need to make enough money to pay all of my bills. And I think it's lovely that life's been just supporting me, and there's a sense that I need another strategy. And what I've been doing isn't enough. So there is, even though it's nice, there's a sense that that there's a longing for a salary or a regular income or something, even just for a short period of time to build up the resources. There's something, even though that's really, really clear. See, I'm just weighing this up.
Yeah, so just notice that spontaneously you're weighing it. Because the longing for the security of financial sustainability is there, is you're longing for that because it's not as present. And then you sense the other one. So now you're already kind of holding both of them. Just allow whatever arises without going towards it. Allow it to come to you, whatever it does.
There's more tension in the first option, and there's excitement and wanting to do it, but there's tension, and I'm going, well, how come, even though my head wants me to do this, this feels really peaceful, like clear, like water. It just feels so peaceful. And I keep getting enough to... It's a freedom to develop and contribute my gifts. That's a big part of this, and needing that extra bit of space and rest to be able to do that.
So awareness of the peace that comes with this other choice, the freedom to develop your own gifts, the space for the rest you can give yourself. So by naming that, you just let yourself feel the qualities, that energetic reality. And as you feel it, you look at the other choice as well and hold it there and sense into that tension if it's still there.
Yeah, this actually, what's coming now is there's this warmth and going, you know, it's worth a try to see if this can be different. You know, there's something coming in me that is like, big part of MVC, could it work in this sort of environment? Could it? I want to know. I'm curious.
So there's something's alive in you now. Just curiosity, but yet also kind of a risk.
Yeah.
And maybe in that risk is there a tentative trust. Maybe I can do this and risk. Maybe there's something there for me.
Yeah. It's like even though there's a little bit more tension,
yeah,
it's like there's a part that just, oh, let's just go for it. It just like wants to... It wants to take the risk. Yeah. It likes taking risks.
Yeah, so just notice that.
Yeah.
There's a part that I'm seeing has real aliveness right now.
Mm.
The aspect of it wants to take a risk. Really enjoys that. The feeling, the energy, the life that comes from not knowing and taking a risk. Mm.
And it's like, maybe I could help people. Yeah. It's like, underneath it is, if I can figure out how to do this, maybe I can share this, whatever I figure out.
If you can figure out how to do this, meaning how to move through and transform your challenges.
Yeah,
your
in this environment.
In this environment.
If I can bring myself and live well inside this environment, then I could believe that I have something to offer this world, this part of the media world, I guess.
Yeah.
Which is the thing that creates a lot of the narratives about who we are. So it's quite an important world in the scheme of things.
Yeah.
Do I try to see if I can swim in it? Can I find a path?
A sense of a vision of possibilities.
And then I just got, and can I be loving enough to accept myself if I fail?
Yeah.
And that feels really lovely.
Yeah.
I feel quite sad. Sad, but you know, I'm sort of willing to fail actually.
Yeah.
Mm. And I know I would find compassion and support if I did try and fail.
Mm. So first, the sadness that comes with, am I willing to try and not have it work the way I want it to? And then something in you says, feels, oh, I am willing to try.
Yeah.
Maybe a knowing in you that there's support there, trusting that perhaps life or others will be there for you. You can seek support.
Yeah.
So I just want to say that what we're doing now is this is an exploration. And just, I don't sense that there is in you, but if there's any sense that you have to make a decision now or choice, that's not the case. This is an exploration, helping you to explore this inner life that helps you clarify your choosing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I just want to kind of step back and ask you to sense, just where are you right now? How are you feeling with yourself, with this process so far?
I'm feeling very calm. There's like two halves of me, and they're quite close now. There's not much difference. There's more calm. The choices are on.
Mm-hmm.
There's one here and there's one there.
Yeah.
And this one has actually got coloured stripes through it.
Mm.
And this one is kind of just like water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's quite clear. So there's an egg shape on this side for some reason.
Okay.
So, but I'm here in the room. Yeah. I'm kind of complete in a way, I think,
okay,
or something. Yeah.
Yeah. And so you have a sense of completion. Just want to say, knowing that this is here for you to continue to be with. And maybe the suggestion of just trusting whatever arises in you, trusting yourself to move in the direction that will serve you. Yeah.
here.
Yeah, thank you.
Very much.